This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Huge crowds gathered Monday in Tehran to mourn top general Qasem Soleimani. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
In their hundreds of thousands, Iranians thronged to the streets of Tehran on Monday for the funeral of their military commander, Qasem Soleimani. 4 days after he was killed by a U.S. drone strike in Iraq, finally a chance to say goodbye.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led prayers at the funeral of Soleimani and others killed in the strike. Since authorizing the killing, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran will be targeted again if Americans or American assets are attacked. The funeral ceremonies will culminate with Soleimani's burial in his home city of Kerman in southern Iran.
That was Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Meanwhile, the leaders of Britain, France, and Germany have issued a statement condemning recent attacks on coalition forces in Iraq and expressing grave concerns over Iran's role in the region. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
There are so many questions that are unanswered.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer tells ABC's This Week the administration must immediately declassify and publicly release its reasoning for the strike on Qasem Soleimani. Schumer is among lawmakers complaining the administration did not give advance notice to Congress, which has the sole power to declare war. While he says...
We'll get back to that story in just a moment. But as I was saying, AP's Zaria Shackley has more on the statement by Britain, France, and Germany.
The statement by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which comes after the U.S. killing of top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last week, call for de-escalation of tensions and all parties to exercise utmost restraint and responsibility. The statement also called on Iran to refrain from further violent action or proliferation and urged the country to reverse all measures in